This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, the Ingles dietitian, and once again, we get to meet one of our local vendors and suppliers who's supplying some of our Ingles stores. So today on the Ingles Information Aisle, we have Rebecca Abrams, and Rebecca has a very special bakery called Eat More Bakery, but it's just not your everyday bakery. So Rebecca is joining us by phone because she's in the middle of production. So hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good. So what makes your bakery special, different than any other bakery or many other bakeries in the Asheville or Western North Carolina area?
Great question. I only produce gluten-free products.
Okay. And that does make it very different, because I don't know very many other bakeries that are doing only gluten-free. Some do gluten-free some days, some do gluten-free by ingredient, but they don't have facilities that are gluten-free. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your progression and how you got started as a gluten-free baker. So are you from this area, Rebecca?
Pardon?
Are you from this area?
No, ma'am. I've been in the Asheville area for about 15 years.
Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I grew up in Virginia on the coast, in a town called Portsmouth, which is near Virginia Beach.
Ah, and how long have you been a baker?
I have been baking professionally for about 15 years. I did start my career down in Charleston, South Carolina, and then fairly quickly moved up to this area. But I've definitely been baking my entire life.
And did you go to school for that, to be a baker, pastry chef?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I went to Johnson & Wales in Charleston when that campus was still open.
Oh, okay. I just met a dietitian named Megan, who's a pastry chef in Charlotte at Johnson & Wales. Do you know her?
I don't.
Oh, well, I feel like there's always like less than 7 degrees, 6 degrees of separation. So I thought you might have known her. So where did you, were you working at a restaurant in Charleston when you started out?
I did. My first job was at the Charleston Place Hotel.
Oh,
and then,
nice.
Inside that was the Charleston Grill. So I worked primarily for that outlet.
So I've been to Charleston Place, and one time I went with some friends and we had the tea that they do there.
Oh, it's so nice.
It is amazing. Folks, do you think they still do that, Rebecca?
I certainly hope so. And the last time I was there, which has been a few years ago, they were still doing that.
If you ever get an opportunity to go down to Charleston, folks, and they contact the Charleston Place Hotel and see if they're still doing their tea, which is just this lovely way to spend an afternoon with your friends, female friends, like male friends, and just enjoy some really lovely little sandwiches and desserts and tea. It's very elegant and it's very, very lovely. So, but you worked in the grill part of things at the Charleston Place.
I did. It's a dinner restaurant.
Nice. What made you decide to come up to the Asheville area?
Well, truthfully, I was with someone who got a job opportunity in the area, and I sort of jumped at the opportunity to come with. I love Asheville and had visited many times and knew it was going to be a good spot for me.
Was a big change, though, for somebody who grew up near the coast like you did in Virginia and then was living in Charleston to come up to the mountains, right?
That was a big hesitation.
Sure.
I always said I'm a coastal girl, but I think maybe I'm just an East Coast girl.
Oh, okay. There you go. And where did you, how long have you been in the Asheville area then?
About 13, 14 years.
And you didn't start off the bakery, though, right away, right?
I did not. I worked at several establishments here in town and then started the bakery about 3 years ago.
Didn't you work at Pisana?
I did, absolutely. I helped open Pisana Cafe. Gosh, I guess that's been 8, 9 years ago. I'm not sure exactly how long they've been open, but I was there for the inaugural.
So I had, I do a lot with the gluten-free community, and actually in Asheville and Hendersonville area, as well as throughout the Southeast. And I had the folks from Pisana on right when they opened, because it was such a unique venture, being 100% gluten-free restaurant. And now they, And they kind of didn't really talk about that for a number of years. They sort of just did their thing and were like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're gluten-free. And then they really started to publicize that a lot more. So you were probably there during that time where they were just sort of doing their thing. And
I was. I think the thought was, you know, to produce really good food and, oh, by the way, it doesn't happen to have any gluten in it. And it seems like they've been successful with that.
Now, were you a pastry chef there, or?
Yes, ma'am. I certainly was.
And are you gluten-free?
I am not. Like a lot of folks, I do try to limit my gluten intake, but I'm also lucky in that I don't have any issues that would cause me to need to be gluten-free.
Got it. So what made you think about opening a bakery? So was there something that you said, aha, I need to do a bakery?
Well, I think around my mid-20s when I decided that pastry was going to be the focus, I went to school, started working in restaurants, moved up here into this area. I've always known that I've wanted to own my own business. I've always known I wanted to be my own boss. So you just took me a while cut my teeth, so to speak, to get the experience under my belt and to work with a lot of great people and learn from so many folks, and then realize that the gluten-free bakery was where I was going to go with it.
So, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Rebecca Abrams, and Rebecca is the owner and all around. We'll talk more about how many employees she has, but she's the baker, pastry chef for Eat More Bakery. You can find her website online as eatmorebakery.com. We're going to be talking more with Rebecca about what Ingles stores she's in and what kinds of products you can find at those stores, and a little bit more about how the products are made and what makes them special as gluten-free products. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I'm speaking to Rebecca Abrams. Rebecca is the owner of Eat More Bakery. What makes her or the bakery unique is the fact that they are a gluten-free bakery. And, you know, it is, Rebecca, as somebody who's been around the gluten-free community and attended a slew of gluten-free expos and sampled tons of gluten-free products, I can tell you that gluten-free bread is one of the most challenging things, I think, to bake. I think you can do gluten-free cookies are no big deal, but I think the breads are really challenging. What did you find when you first started trying to work with gluten-free breads?
I would have to agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I started doing the gluten-free baking when I was with Pasana Cafe, and obviously in a restaurant, bread is going to be pretty crucial. So it was definitely one of the first things that I started working on and got some good skill sets there. And then when I began working on my own at Eat More Bakery, I started to develop more bread products once I sort of had that base knowledge of how the flours are going to react and what different things you needed to do, because this bread does not at all resemble a traditional loaf of bread.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand that, what actually happens is that if you picked up a piece of wheat, the wheat itself does not have the gluten in it. It's only when it's processed and that's kind of the gliadin and the glutenin become gluten. So, and that's creates that sort of matrix, that support that bread really needs a lot of times. So then you really have to be very creative about what flours you're using and what other ingredients so that people get something that reminds them of eating bread, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's always the challenge, to create the structure and the flavor, obviously. Just the taste that looks and resembles "quote unquote" regular bread. So, it's such a staple in our American diet.
Sure. Now, on your website, which is eatmorebakery.com, you have a tab that says flours and starches we use, and I'm just looking through there. So you've got, you use almond flour, and I'm sure not every bread has the same flours, but you're just putting this up there so that customers, if they ask, can sort of see which ones you typically use. Almond flour, brown rice, buckwheat, quinoa, sorghum, white rice, tapioca starch, millet flour, corn starch. So I like that you're using some of the more heartier grains and ancient grains like the buckwheat and the quinoa and the sorghum, because a lot of times the gluten-free products that I'm most disappointed in are ones that are just made with white rice and the tapioca starch, brown rice, because they don't have a lot of nutrition going on, and they have that kind of I almost want to call it, it's like a slippery or grainy texture to them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Definitely, definitely. I do try to make my products, and not just the breads that I make, but other products as well, as healthy as I can.
Yeah.
Because like you said, rice flour, the tapioca, maybe potato starch don't have the nutrition, you know, the nutritional value that we might be looking for in a bread product. So that's definitely on the forefront when I'm developing something or tweaking it. I'm always trying to make the product better, you know, like I said, nutritionally or with eye appeal.
So you also use some nice grains and seeds and nuts, like I see chia, flaxseed, millet seeds, oat bran, sesame seeds. Those are all ingredients that, you know, can really add some nutrients and vitamins and minerals, and certainly some fiber, which is one of the things, again, that some of the gluten-free breads seem to be pretty lacking in. So that's exciting to see that you're using some of those ingredients as well.
Absolutely. They add great texture as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about what Ingles stores, let's mention right now, what Ingles stores can people find your products in, and where can they find them in the store?
Okay, absolutely. I am currently in 3 Ingles locations, and aside, very excited to be in all 3. I'm currently in the North Merriman store. I'm also in the Weaverville location, and lastly, on Tunnel Road, just outside of downtown. And each of the stores is laid out fairly similarly, but my bread is located in the freezer section near the bakery. So if you were, you know, to go back to order a cake at the bakery area, there should be a freezer nearby, and that's where you'd find my bread.
And I think it's pretty, I spotted it the other day, it's pretty distinctive packaging. It's easy to see once you get back there, but I think it's always a challenge to get somebody with celiac disease or gluten sensitivity to realize that those products are in the bakery, because a lot of times they avoid the bakery because there's really, they've always thought there's nothing we can eat there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think some folks are also trained to look in other areas of the store,
sure.
Maybe in those center freezer sections too.
Exactly.
So.
And we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. What breads can people find, or should they be looking for at Ingles? Which of your bread products can they find there?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, I do a fresh herb focaccia, and that comes in a 4-pack. That one is there. I also do a sourdough. I do a classic white bread, a pumpernickel loaf, and also I do my seeded grain bread, which has lots of great texture. It's got poppy seed, millet seeds, sesame seeds, and it's topped with some oat bran. So currently I've got those.
And what's the price range for the? Are the breads all priced the same, or can you give us a range of how much those breads cost by the loaf?
The loaves are actually $6.68, and the herb focaccia is just a little bit cheaper, and it's at I believe $5.98.
Great. So this is really nice, because I know a lot of times people with celiac disease get so frustrated because they just can't seem to find a bread that that has that great taste that they can use for sandwiches. And so a lot of them just end up giving up bread entirely. But I've heard some great comments about your bread, and we'll talk a little bit more about when you were with us at our gluten-free educational event in the fall, and also kind of some of the feedback you got from people there. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, the Ingles Dietitian, talking with Rebecca Abrams. Rebecca is the owner of Eat More Bakery. They're baking up, or she's baking up, gluten-free breads and supplying them to Ingles stores in the Asheville area. She's got her breads in the frozen cases of the bakery, folks, not in the middle of the store, in the bakery of our Merriman Avenue store, our Weaverville store, and our Tunnel Road Asheville store, which is the one that's closest to downtown Asheville. And so, Rebecca, again, the breads that you people can find are sourdough and what else?
Let's see. Also the classic white.
Classic white. Okay.
I do a pumpernickel style, because obviously pumpernickel would have some gluten.
Okay.
I do a seeded grain loaf and also my fresh herb focaccia.
And she was saying the price ranges, the focaccia are around $5.98. And then the regular, the other loaves are $6.88. Is that what you said? Or
$6.68.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, Rebecca, are you a one-woman operation, or do you have employees? Or
I am currently a one-woman operation.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
I am hoping to be able to bring on someone very soon to help out as I grow.
You need to get an intern like I have. You need to get somebody. You need to get one of those ambitious AB Tech students to come in and intern with you and learn about gluten-free baking. That would be ideal, right?
It would. It would. It has definitely crossed my mind.
There you go.
Hopefully soon be able to bring somebody on board.
It's tough when you're trying to run everything yourself, you know, right?
It is a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Definitely what I signed up for and definitely what I want to do.
And where is your operation? Where are you baking? Where's the facility?
Sure. I'm in Woodfin, which is just north of that Merriman Avenue store.
Okay.
That's extremely convenient.
And you were saying that you also, in addition to supplying Ingles, and you do work with some tailgate market, you also supply gluten-free bread to a number of restaurants. So do you want to give a shout-out to some of the restaurants where if people dine out, they can find your breads?
Absolutely. You can check out the restaurants on the website, but Corner Kitchen, Chestnut, Homegrown, Sunny Point, all really great customers. If you're out in the Arden area, Medea's Espresso and Juice Bar.
That's great. So that's wonderful to be able to. I think so many people in the Asheville area are looking for gluten-free options, some for good reason and some not so good reasons. But it's good to be able to have those choices and opportunities for people. And as I mentioned in the last segment, Rebecca was part of our gluten-free educational event that we had in October. So you had a pretty busy day there, didn't you?
I did. Well, you know, most days are busy, which is a good thing. It was a very informative. It was nice to meet some different people that I have not run into in town doing demos or whatnot. And I did get some really good feedback, mostly
great.
Positive. And, you know, you definitely hear things that people want to change or, you know, some critiques.
Yeah, you know, I think you'll probably always get those people who say, this is good, but I wish you had this flavor, right? Or this type
of bread. Exactly. It's I have 7 different loaves that I do offer. Ingles is carrying, like we've talked about, a handful of them. And I also do some bagels and pizza dough, some other sort of specialty bread products. So I've tried to hit, you know, what most folks may be looking for.
Have you had somebody come up to you and say, I really wish you did that, this, and you thought, oh, there's just no way I can do this? I mean, is there, like, what's like the craziest request you've gotten for bread?
Croissant.
Ooh,
hands down.
Oh,
croissant.
My gosh. Yeah.
Right.
Well, first of all, there's so much work, right? You know,
they are extremely labor intensive if you're going to do them from scratch. Absolutely.
Sure.
It's generally a 3-day process if you're making a traditional croissant dough.
Wow.
Yeah,
so delicious and lovely, but so much work, right?
So much work. And the croissant, most of the structure from a croissant is going to come from the gluten. I'm making a gluten-free product that is, like I said, just probably the one thing that's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So how big of a space do you have in Woodfin? Like, is it, you know, 2,000 square feet or 500 or?
I am currently operating in 600 square feet.
Okay. So, and yeah, which is great. It's good. I'm really excited to hear about a gluten-free baker that's not trying to do non-gluten-free and gluten-free in the same facility, because that concerns me. Yeah.
Very important to be in a completely gluten-free dedicated facility. Absolutely. That's one of my number one questions when I'm talking with folks, even with restaurant owners. They want to be sure that it's coming from a dedicated facility where there is no possible cross-contamination.
Exactly. And folks, if you're listening and you don't understand why that's important, for somebody with celiac disease, there's no medical treatment for celiac disease. There's no pills they can take. It's an autoimmune disorder. So the only thing they can do right now is they have to avoid gluten. So, and we're not talking about, you know, that one slice of bread. We're talking about crumbs that can make them really, really ill. And everybody's a little different in the celiac community, but there's some who are just violently ill if they come in contact with even the slightest amount of gluten, and some who have a different level of tolerance. But that doesn't mean that damage isn't being done if they inadvertently consume products with gluten or that have come in contact with gluten. It's so important that for those folks with celiac disease, and then we have folks who have some level of sensitivity, so they're trying to limit products with gluten that they consume or avoid them completely. So, Rebecca, if people want to ask you questions or get in contact with you, is there a good number or email that they can write to you, or do we want to send them to Facebook? What would you prefer?
Any of those would be just fine. My email is simplyeatmorebakery@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's a great way to communicate. My phone number, 828-713-5222. And that's also a great way to communicate with me. And if you're a Facebook fan, I could find you on there too.
Okay, great. So folks, you heard her. You can find a lot of this information about her products, where to buy them, the flours and starches that are used at Eat More Bakery, how to connect with them on Facebook through the website, which is eatmorebakery.com. And again, Eat More Bakery is a gluten-free bakery. They're just baking gluten-free breads there and gluten-free products. And Rebecca sounds like she has an amazing background to provide you some really lovely tasting breads and baked products. So Rebecca, best wishes to you, and we'll look for you at Ingles.
Thank you so much, Leah.